Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Nandana Bhajana Rangana Jashoda Nandana Bhajana Rangana Yamuna Chisa Ramakali Yamuna Sira Ranasaya Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Shri Pad Paramahansa Puri Vajracharya Sukarasati Shishimare Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityananda Vishnu Shri Pad Paramahansa Puri Vajracharya Sukarasati Shishimare Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Namacharya Harastako Ki Vaitya Gaurashi Vishnu Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadara Shri Bhashri Gaur Vaktivinda Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunjakri Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapurnagrip Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki New Ramanuti Dham Tulasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai Ki Jamunamai Ki Samarita Bhaktavinda Ki Jai All Glory Assembly Devotees All Glory Assembly Devotees Glory Assembly Devotees All Glory Sri Guru and Granga Pramanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Second canto, seventh chapter, verse 19. Tubhyam cha narada bhrishyam bhagavan vividha. Avena sadhu paritushta uvacha yogam. Gyanam cha bhagavatam atma satatta dipam. Yadvasudeva saranam vidu anja saiva. Tubhyam cha narada bhrisham bhagavan vividha. Avena sadhu paritushta uvacha yogam.
Avena sadhu paritushta
ज्ञानं च भागवतमात्मसतत्त्वदीपाम् यद्वासुदेव शरणाविदुरञ्जसैव
unto you, cha, and also, Narada, O Narada, Rishon, very nicely, Bhagavan, the Supreme, the Personality of Godhead, Vibhidha, developed, Bhavena, by transcendental love, sabe your goodness. Pare tutto. Being satisfied. Ubacha. Describe. Yogam. Service. Jnana. Knowledge. Cha. Also. Bhagavatam. The science of God in his devotional service. Atma. The self. Satattva. With all details. Deepam. Just like the light in the darkness. Yet. That which. Vasudeva Sharana. Those who are souls surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva. Vidu. Know them. Anjasam. Perfectly well. Ava. As it is. Translation. O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and his transcendental loving service by the personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Hamsa Avatar. He was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. He also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are soul surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead. Purport. The devotee and devotional service are two correlative terms. Unless one is inclined to be a devotee, okay, he's going to have to go away. Bye-bye, little boy. I'm sorry about that. Unless one is inclined to be a devotee of the Lord, he cannot enter into the intricacies of devotional service. Lord Sri Krishna wanted to explain the Bhagavad Gita, which is the science of devotional service, unto Sri Arjuna, because Arjuna was not only his friend, but a great devotee as well. The whole process is that all living entities, being constitutionally part and parcel of the Supreme Living Being, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, have proportionately minute independence of action also. The whole process. So, the preliminary qualification for entering into the devotional service of the Lord is that one become a willing cooperator, and as such, one should voluntarily cooperate with persons who are already engaged in transcendental devotional service of the Lord. By cooperating with such persons, the prospective candidate will gradually learn the techniques of devotional service. And with the progress of such learning, one becomes proportionately free from the contamination of material association. Such a purificatory process will establish the prospective candidate in firm faith and gradually elevate him to the stage of transcendental taste for such devotional service. Thus he acquires a genuine attachment for the devotional service of the Lord, and his conviction carries him on to the point of ecstasy just prior to the stage of transcendental love. Such knowledge of devotional service may be divided into two sections, namely preliminary knowledge of the nature of devotional service and the secondary knowledge of its execution. Bhagavatam is in relation with the personality of Godhead, his beauty, fame, opulence, dignity, attraction, and transcendental qualities which attract one towards him for exchanges of love and affection. There is a natural affinity of the living entity for the loving service of the Lord. This affinity becomes artificially covered by the influence of material association, and Srimad Bhagavatam helps one very genuinely remove that artificial covering. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned herein that Srimad Bhagavatam acts like the lamp of transcendental knowledge. These two sections of transcendental knowledge and devotional service become revealed to a person who is a soul surrendered unto Vasudeva, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita 7:19. Bahunam janmanamante ganavan mam prabhajate. Such a great soul, fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of Vasudeva, is very, very rare. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. All right. Tu gam chanarada mrisham bhagavan vividha bhavena salu paritushto bhatya yogam Gyanam cha bhagavatam atma satattva dipam yat vasudeva sharana viduranjasaiva. O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and his transcendental loving service by the personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Hansa Avatar. He was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. He also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are soul surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead. Om Gyana Timananda Shyaganan Jana Salaka Chakshamalitam Jena Vandayam Shri Garo Fiyota Parikamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagujan Gahagana Vagana Tam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadurutam Pari Jana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vitam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahavito Guru Dai Pushpavanto Chitra Shindo Tamamudo Anchakalpatu Vyascha Kipasana Devacha Tana Pavani Go Vaishnavi Go Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. First thing I noticed about this is that the Hansa Avatar is not mentioned in the purport, although the shloka clearly mentions, not that clearly. You have to have a little bit of a brain because there's no word here for the Hansa Avatar, even in the word meanings. So, what happened? I looked up whatever Vishwanath Chakrabarty had to say about this, and he does mention the Hansa Avatar. In his notes, isn't what he left for us, remnants. And he also quotes several things, one of which is, I believe, from the Vishnu Dharmottara, wherein there's a quote, I scribbled it down, I left it home, but that quote is a verse, and the verse is how Narada understood specifically in the context that he had already heard that the when the four Kumaras, who are technically his older brothers, had been bewildered somewhere way back in time. First they went to Lord Brahma to ask that, and just imagine if we think our minds are very tiny, we get bewildered. Even these, on our behalf, of course, the four Kumaras, they approached Lord Brahma that we don't really understand it. It seems really hard to figure out how the sense objects enter into the mind, how the mind enters into the sense objects. It seems like a really subtle, like, can you explain it to us one more time? We kind of forgot. And what did Lord Brahma say? Gee, you know what? It is really hard to explain, and I can't really say. So at that time, the Hansa Avatar appeared. This is described in 11th canto by Krishna to Uddhava. And Uddhava was asking the same subject about the modes of nature and the mind, how they entrap the living entity. How does he come out of it? Again and again, this atma, here, I like this word, Atma Deepam, Pranam Deepam is mentioned in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, to the shining lamp of knowledge. So, what happened? This Hansa Avatar appeared. He's a swan, and Lord Brahma and questioned him. With the four Kumaras, especially the four Kumaras, were asking questions. So Narada, this is a reference that Narada heard about that. And so the swan, the Hansa Avatar, appeared again for him. And Vishwanath Chakrabarty specifically says it's not the same exact, just to make things more interesting, not the same exact Hansa Avatar. And so we know that the Hamsa Swam, at least we understand, whether or not the scientists have this, I don't know, but that the swan can take the essence of situation. If there's milk and water, he can drink it. Therefore, the guru is called the Paramahamsa, supreme. So, Hamse Guru, Guru, Bhaktyano Vritya. When we read the fifth canto, one of the instructions of Rishabhdev, that one should accept the guru who is a Hamsa. And Prabhupada also stressed that we shouldn't think that we're immediately Paramahamsa. That this was in reference to, somehow or other I associate it with, back in the old Brooklyn Temple, there was a problem that people were not coming to class sometimes. Not like now, where nobody comes to class, but a few people didn't come to class. Nowadays, it's very rare anybody comes to the class. We have the internet, of course. But so Prabhupada said, don't become, he said, I am going to class. He said, I am listening to my disciples. Of course, Prabhupada had no business. I mean, what's he going to learn from disciples? I mean, anything they know, they got from him. But he used to listen, of course, to set the example. But he was also interested. Just like he would read his books and say, yes, these books, I have not written these books. Krishna has written the books. So he said, don't become a bigger Paramahamsa than your guru. He said, I am going to the class. Therefore, you should attend the class. He said, I see that devotees are becoming immediately, instant like Paramahamsa. He said, no tilak, no shika, no dodi, no nekbi. Because Paramahamsa is not required. We have instances or wonderful pastimes, really, in Bhagavatam and other shastras, especially we're reading here the Bhagavatam, that we mentioned Rishabhdev and Jada Bharat, who is technically his son, for instance, what to speak of so many others, that no one could say, even when Sanatana Goswami was outside of Chandrasekhar's house, and Mahaprabhu said, you know, Sanatana Goswami's outside. You should call him in. And he went outside and looked around. I don't know exactly what his house, where it was in the middle of this, but he couldn't see Sanatana Goswami at all. He said, well, I didn't see Sanatana Goswami. And Mahaprabhu said, you didn't see anyone there? Because Mahaprabhu is, he sees it. He didn't have to go there to see it. Materially, if he could see it, you can see everything. So, Vasudev Sarvamiti, you saw someone. He said, yeah, there's a mendicant there, some Muslim type of guy with a beard, I don't know. So when he came out, then he embraced Sanatana Goswami. Mahaprabhu can see who is the Paramahamsa, who is the Avadhut Paramahamsa. He wasn't actually acting like Avadhut. In fact, Sanatana Goswami was traveling, maybe incognito as well, we don't know. But he just escaped out of the, several weeks before, he was traveling for quite a few days, and at least, and he was just escaping a year and a half or something in the slammer, as we call it. You see, I didn't go there, but the pictures are like where he was captured is like 16, 17 foot walls. I mean, you're not going to claw out of that place, He was locked up. Anyway, he got out, so he was just dressed however he meant. He had a fancy blanket. We know about the fancy blanket. So, Chandrasekhar, or who was the other one who was there? Tapan Mishra. They were instructed to help Sanatana, and so they tore off half a dhoti, and he wore it like this, but he still had to. He was dressed like a simple Paramahamsa. Still, he had his blanket. But no one can see. But Mahaprabhu was looking at the blanket. Ingita ga. Because Sanatana Goswami is... Ingita means indication. Because Krishna consciousness is subtle. Prabhupada said you could catch it. It's very subtle, very simple. You could miss it. Tribhuvanath used to say that. He was there when Prabhupada said it, somehow or other. Whether it was in Scotland, I can't remember. But he told me some pastimes like that. Krishna consciousness is very simple, very subtle. You can miss it. Very good. So, in any case, by indication, Mahaprabhu looked at it, got rid of the blanket, he traded it, you know that. So, we cannot say he was Paramahansa, but Prabhupada didn't want us to become instantly Paramahansa. No, follow the rules. What is it? Bhaktiyana Vritya. How do we have these? Rupa Goswami gives in the Upadeshamrita. Satol Vrite. Follow the rules and regulations. Associate with the sadhu. Here the sadhu word is used too. Sadhu, tatva, deepam. We have very nice words here. And then finally, Vasudev, Sharanam. Sharanam. Dayalur, Sharanam, Vrajema. How could I surrender to anyone greater? That famous verse is there. Aho bhakyam stanakalakuta. How that Putana witch. So therefore, the verse came that Krishna is so merciful. How could I surrender? So this Sharanam Brajema. How could we surrender anyone more merciful than Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It's not possible. So, we were talking about the Hamsa avatar. So basically, although Prabhupada didn't specifically mention in his purport, he's giving some of the instructions that the Hamsa avatar was giving at the time. We don't hear about specifically Narada's pastime, but Narada wanted to know. So at least in the 13th chapter of the 11th canto, Krishna is directly instructing Uddhava what happened. Because Uddhava was saying, I heard that you appeared once to Lord Brahma and the Kumaras. Can you tell me how that happened? And he said, yes, actually I appeared as the Hamsa avatar, but it was merely me. So not all of us are so fortunate that we directly hear from, like Uddhava, with Krishna or the four Kumaras. But the stress is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti and by Prabhupada and other acharyas, Bhakti Sanda Saraswati. They're just not different. Hangse Guru, when we hear from the Paramahansa, Paramahansa Guru, is not different from hearing the original Hamsa avatar. He's absorbed the tattva, deepam, the light of knowledge, of absolute truth here. Here's the word again. Let's go back here. Gyanam cha bhagavatam. And we know, one who is attracted to the Bhagavatam, how does that say, what is that verse, Pundarik? He's not attracted to anything else, right? How does that start? 12th canto verse. That one is attracted to the Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam nama pranam brahma sangitam uttama shloka charitam chakara bhagavan rishi. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Puranas equal to. We don't have any. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it is said, Kim ba para ishvara sadhya hridya varujate tukati bhishu shushu vistakshana. Immediately, when one accepts the Bhagavatam as recommended here, in this humble mood that Vasudeva is everything, let me accept this Bhagavatam, and it's non different from Krishna. Then sadhya hridya, it will be established in the heart. Other things will be kicked out. Because Bhagavatam also acts as a sword. So the two aspects are mentioned in this purport. The glories of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, and also this aspect of the jiva. What is the jiva tattva? What is his relation with Krishna? How does he conquer these modes of nature? Therefore the Hamsa avatar is cited here. Because the Hamsa avatar, when the four Kumaras asked him, who are you? Actually, they should have known. This is explained by acharyas. They should have known Hamsa avatar is Krishna because Lord Brahma bowed down. But still, they said, who are you? So just to have a little nice pastime, the Hamsa avatar says, who am I? Well, if you asking, who am I? And you're thinking that somehow or other that I and you are one, then this... It's a foolish question, isn't it? Because what if we were one, you know? So he's playing with their minds a little bit. If we're one, then there's no reason to ask such a question because we're one. So why would you ask me? Because we're non-different. You may as well ask yourself, so it's kind of a stupid question. Then if you're thinking that I am these material elements, it's also kind of a really stupid question, because you'd have to ask, who are you, as in many, plural, of all the elements, earth, fire, water, air, like that. These five elements, which, and also these five elements means that we're all any living energy. You could be talking about any living energy. Because everything in this material world is made of these five material elements. So ultimately, the Hansavatar gets around to answering their question. Because they become very humble. But please, you know, tell us. We're desperate to know the answer. How can living entities conquer these modes of nature? And actually, Krishna gives this in the 14th chapter of Gita, dealing with the modes of nature. How idam gyanam apashita mama sadharma magata. You can conquer these. One who even asks about this and has some knowledge and finds out idam gyanam apashita mama sadharma magata. Sargepi nopajayante pralaya navyatanti. He will not be disturbed either in creation or destruction of this whole material world. He'll become totally transcendental. Idam gyanam upah, one who takes shelter, upashrita, mama sadharma. He attains sadharmam, mama sadharmam. Krishna's nature, vasudev sarvamiti. Vasudev sarvamiti, that he understands Krishna. Vasudeva shabditam. Vasudeva para yoga, right? We have in the second canto, and the first canto in the second chapter. Vasudeva para yoga, vasudeva para maka. Vasudeva is the goal of all yoga, the goal of all sacrifices. Veda. You are talking about Veda, you want knowledge. Vasudeva para Veda. He's the goal. Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Vasudeva. Again and again. Yadanudyasina karma grantani bandana. It is cut with this sword of knowledge, this attachment to this material world, all the modes of nature. And in that chapter, in the 14th chapter, Krishna is describing Rajas Tamas Chabibuya Saptam Bhavati Bharata. Sometimes the mode of ignorance is more prominent. This word is here, Vivrida. Vivrida means increasing, or it's in the first line here, developed. Karma nama shamas priha. When the mode of passion is Vivrida, is increasing, lova pravritya aspriha, there's unlimited desires. I want that. Prabhupada called it the disease of another. I want somebody like, oh, what a beautiful thing. You know, people buy this and that, and they want something better, and not happy. New car, you know. Right? Not all, everybody, but generally speaking, if I can get a better house, a better car. But the devotees are meant for simple living and higher thinking, not for, oh, I'm better. No, we satisfied. Paritushtit, the word is used here. So the Bhagavatam is meant, idam Bhagavatam nama paranam brahma samhitam uttama shloka charitam, is uttama shloka. It is offering us this option. You can take the highest uttama shloka, the highest sound vibration given by Krishna, given by all the sadhus. Saesha sadhasu krito moksha dvarma paravatam. Kapila Dev. Just see, variety is the spice, right? So sometimes you're reading Bhagavatam, just now I was looking at things, and I was thinking, wow, that's far out, you know. But then when I was reading the Hansa, there's many aspects of the Bhagavatam. You can read again and again and again. So it's attracting us this way, that way, that way. Let's say you don't want to read one part of the Bhagavatam, you read another, it's always attractive. Prabhupada said every part is attractive like a bag of sugar. You don't have to read it consecutively if you don't want to. A lot of people read it consecutively. Other people reading it here and there. Tulyo Bhagavata, the verse is given by Krishna's Kaviraj. Pati shlokam pati akshare. That nana artikai. There's so many meanings of the Bhagavatam. Values. Whatever part we like, we can read, we can taste it. One who develops the tadrasamrita pritasya nanyatra syadrati kuchit. He doesn't want, we really develop a taste for the Bhagavatam. It will kick out. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayati Asu Vairagyam Janam Chajara. By developing this taste for Vasudeva Kata, ruchi, this type of taste, then other tastes become very diminished. And how do we get the taste? Satam prasangam mama virya samvita. In association with others. Just think, I was just thinking of this morning, very strongly, that when Prabhupada came and he had some few bhaktas and like that, he had a lot of challenges. Because here it said that one should associate with others and other paramahansas. Prabhupada was the only paramahansa. We had all just brand new people off the street. Like if you just think in the Gaudiya Math, they wanted to play it safe. They didn't want to do like, oh, Swamiji's going there. They didn't know what would happen. They thought maybe this is some poetic thing. Piti piti achi jata nagara di gram, sort of a, Mahaprabhu said, my name will be spoken, but that's nice, but that, how can that happen? They couldn't understand. Prabhupada said, no, it will happen. So he made it happen. So he created so many sadhus. And there weren't, we know from the old days, you know, that was just, it was nice, it was great. So many sadhus, but we didn't have like senior people who had been around. If somebody had been around for 2 years, it was like, wow, 3 years, 4 years, oh my God. Prabhu, you joined in 66, you know, if you joined in 69, 3 years in those days was a lot of time. So, but now somebody comes in this. All many senior persons, so many gurus. As Prabhupada said in 1976, he was giving sannyas to about 7 or 8 men. He said, so we have so many sannyasis. Some of them are doing nicely. Anyway, but many are doing nicely. Some, but it has to be pointed out, some may not do so nicely. But there are many, many advanced persons now. So one comes in, he can get so much association. So there's a big advantage as the more than 1969, 68, 70, a few handful of devotees. They were fired up, but they can't speak Bhagavatam shlokas, very few, maybe something. Still, they did what they could. Yataditam yatamati. Even Sutta Goswami says, according to my, as birds fly in the sky, the sadhus speak what they know, what they can. So it becomes incumbent that we should learn, study, so we can speak to other devotees and exchange shlokas. In the Pajavali, there's one verse, how these sadhus, they collect the shlokas, they count them, they chant them, like that, collect and count. And the holy name, even if one is not chanting Bhagavatam, I always remember in 76, Prabhupada said, everyone must chant Bhagavatam at the festival time in 76. Everyone must chant Bhagavatam. It is as good as Hare Krishna. He was trying to make the point, don't neglect Bhagavatam. It was just somehow or other, one of the Prabhupada's servants at the time, I guess we don't have to mention it, it wasn't a bad thing, but it was Krishna's arrangement, that after one or two sannyasis chanted the verse, it was one of Prahlad's prayers, the sannyasi started doing the word meanings. And Prabhupada said, what? Why are you stopping them? It was kind of, don't stop them. Everyone must chant Bhagavatam. So at least there would be like 10 men, senior men chanting. We couldn't, you know, it was hundreds of people, not everyone could chant. And you hear the old talks from the second canto in L.A. in 73, and then many people are chanting. Like when Bhagavatam, first canto first came out, must have been 72, in Brooklyn Temple, maybe Bahashir remembers this, I don't know, but we had printed up sheets with all the shlokas, first canto, first chapter, and we would chant every verse, the next day chant so many verses more, adding the next one, like that. So this is how it's done, adding. I remember asking Gopi Puranadatta one time, he was memorizing the Brahma Samhita, I still flabbergast me, amazing. And he said he was memorizing Brahma Samhita. I asked him a few days later, "Oh, you finished memorizing Govinda prayers?" He said, "Oh no, not just Govinda prayers. I memorized the whole Brahma Samhita." You know, he didn't say it casually. It was kind of casual for him. For us, it's shocking that you memorized the whole thing. It was only like 3 days later. And I said, "You memorized the whole thing, but then you have to go back and chant them all, right? Every day." He goes, no, I don't have to do that. Anyway, so that's a rare case. He said, I'm already memorizing first canto. He said, "I finished the first chapter." I said, "What? It's only been a week and you did the Brahma Samhita in the first chapter?" And he was going on like that, memorizing chapter after chapter every 3 days. I said, "You don't have to go back and do them all each time, every day or something." He said, "No, I don't have to." I mean, that doesn't have to mean he had them in his mind, you know. So this is really the ideal, the goal, to hear and chant Bhagavatam constantly. Satatam kirtiyantamam. Become absorbed. And Gita's there, as these modes of nature are described by the Hansavatar. Finally, the Hansavatar was being pushed to give more and more. Please tell us more. You know, you explained, you know, how we're not all one. We're not the material body. This is the Jiva Tattva. Can you tell us more about it? So, but that's already, when you look at it, it's not quite as poetic. Somehow Bhagavatam is, right? It's the postgraduate or the graduate course beyond Gita. But Gita is there in the 14th chapter, all these modes of nature. Ashama, Vrivide Ashama, Apakasha Pravittas Cha, Pramada Moham Eva Cha. When the mode of ignorance is there, increase. Vrivide Kurunanda. I mean, this word is again. So we want to increase Ananda Mudi Vardhanam, our spiritual knowledge, that's described in the Chaitra Dharpana Marjanam verse. Vidyavadu Jivanam Pratipadam. At every step, we want to increase our spirit. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. It never ends. It's a never ending. In fact, this word is used in the last prayer of Lord Brahma. Yosava Dabra Kuruna Vivide. There's prayers of Lord Brahma in different places. So this prayers of Lord Brahma in the third canto for creative energy, the ninth chapter, in the 24th, 25th verse, he gives so many, describing the material energy and how the living energies are suffering. Finally, he says, "Please enliven the whole universe with your Madhva-gira, your sweet words. And because you're unlimitedly merciful, you're always more and more merciful." Increasingly, that's what it says. Vrivide, he's increasing his mercy more and more. It's not remaining static. It's increasing. And the Bhagavatam's increasing. Yes, tattva-dipam puranam. Tattva-dipam puranam. What is that verse? Svasukha nibrita chitas tadvidastanya bhavo lila krishtas Sarastadiyam. When Sutta Goswami was praising his spiritual master Sukadeva in the final verses of the Bhagavatam, he's saying, Svasukha Nibrita. This Sukadeva was Svasukha also in his own happiness, because the pastimes were going on in his heart. Lila Krishna, Sarastadiyam, all this. So he's the Paramahansa. This is the Paramahansa Sangita, after all. Bhagavatam is the Paramahansa Sangita. It's meant for the Paramahansas, and Nigamakalpataro Galitam Balam Shuka Mukudurvashtidurasam. It's been tasted by Sukadeva and passed down carefully, not thrown down. Even if it's thrown, we don't mind, but still it's passed down very nicely. Sasuka Nibhita Sadhastanya Bhavyuddha. Yes, Tattva Deepam Puranam. Again in that verse, he says, "Yes, Tattva Deepam Puranam." This Purana is the light of transcendental knowledge. Paribhas, one sutra gives the light of the whole Bhagavatam, of course, each verse, each. So whether we study one line, half a line, one word, one syllable, pratyakshari, this Bhagavatam will increase. So you read one syllable, now you want to read another syllable. So it's never ending. And if you read the fifth canto, it takes so much time and energy. We read fifth canto, we can go back and see all those prayers of the residents of Jambudweep, how they're offering their prayers. What is that verse? Vedanti Vishram Kavyaosmana Svaram. Even the greatest kavis, just like we're hearing about these four Kumaras. No, you can't be greater kavis than them. But still, it says, Vedanti Vishram Kavyaosmana Svaram. Even they get bewildered. They speak, they realize the truth. Vedanti Vishram Kavyaosmana Svaram. What is that verse? Anyway, it says, Ajam Natosmitam, I offer my respects to the personality of Godhead, whose material energy is so powerful that even if one is a kavi. I mean, Lord Brahma, he got benediction twice in the ninth chapter. Still, he became bewildered. Apparently, we see with the Hansa avatar appearing to him. He got benediction that he will never... Especially before the four nutshell verses, and then after the four nutshell verses of the Bhagavatam, he was given benediction because he's always very full of zeal and ingenuity. He'll never become bewildered. Still, sometimes, just to show us, he shows that he becomes bewildered by Krishna, apparently. So, let us all become bewildered by the Bhagavatam. It's so big, so voluminous. And what to speak of Bhagavatam? I mean, there's so many other pranas, but there's no need. Kimba Pradisha Satya Hridivan. No need to go anywhere. Kimba Pada. No other thing is needed. Just Bhagavatam. Of course, we want the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're reading Bhagavatam. When you read the Satsandarbha, you're reading Bhagavatam. A good part of Bhagavatam. All the verses are arranged by the mercy of Jiva Goswami in another way, just to show, just to make it more palatable, more ecstatic, increasing. Someone comes along like Prabhupada, and he understands and realizes, let me give Bhagavatam to all these. He didn't even know who these people I'm going to give it to, did he know? No, he didn't know everybody in particular, but still, they showed up. And then Prabhupada would sometimes laugh and say, oh, they think that this is a very dry philosophy. They think God realization is very dry. But of course, if you're an impersonalist, it can be dry. But Bhagavatam is not. Rasamalayam. It extends and goes up to the rasa dance. Prabhupada sometimes would say, we want to invite everyone to join the rasa dance. So when we chant like in the street, then this Hare Krishna mantra they're hearing, you know, they don't know what they're hearing. It's not different from the ultimate realization, all ultimate realizations. Okay, so it's hard to say anything about this more. If anyone has comments, you want to hear the verse again? Tubhyam chanara bhrisham bhagavan vidya bhavina sava parituṣṭu vāca yogam jñānam ca bhagavatam ātma-satātva dīpam yad vāsudeva śaraṇāpadyam jasāyate. O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and his transcendental living service by the personality of God in his incarnation of Hansa avatar. He was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. He also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are souls surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva, the personality of God. Further commentary.
Thank you, Prishpukar Prabhu, a wonderful class. Sometimes I've heard devotees mention that when the Lord appears in different species, like the boar, the matsya, like that, is that he's just there for the benefit of the human beings. And therefore his teachings are written down. That's just something that the animals can't read. But the best example is Lord Chaitanya, when he went through Jarikhanda forest. He was chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but he allowed them also to be able to hear what he was saying. Because sometimes we're on Harinam and, you know, we're chanting, a dog's just barking at us, you know. But then every so often you see a dog that actually joins the kirtan.
So yeah, well, we've had this discussion about Shivananda Singh's dog recently, as opposed to Bharat Maharaj being attached to his deer. And this is at a different venue class that I hear all the time. So we had this big discussion about also whether or not, and of course Sugata was just saying this morning, how these animals, they have feelings, you know. They, like one lady was in the middle of the ocean, like 200 miles from anywhere, and this dolphin picked her up and straight 200 miles carried her to a place where a ship would see her. So, I mean, the discussion online, this is between these devotees in Hawaii, around the world, but one Swami was saying he didn't think, even though you have a pet, that this, they were comparing the pet to this deer, Bharat Maharaj. And so the idea of the discussion was whether or not the deer had any feeling. Then you have Shivananda Sen's dog that went back to Godhead. That's a different story. Anyway, so our argument arose that no, the animals do have feelings. They didn't get into a heavy vociferous argument, but I don't think anyone was convinced either way. But the one Swami was saying, no, I don't think that they have transcendental feelings, or that's a gray area, but they have, you know, he didn't think they have feelings. So they may not have achieved love of God, but in the case of Shivananda Singh's dog, that's another story. They went back to God.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
What? Am I on?
Well, the animals aren't their bodies either, you know.
They're not their body, but whether they can realize, you know, that.
Well, they're jivas.
Yeah.
So jivas, all faculties are there.
How does that, we didn't argue about that, but.
Well, no, I'm not saying, I don't know what you guys are arguing about.
The argument was whether or not when you love your dog or any pet, that pet loves you, or the pet just wants to eat you, or, you know, but.
Well, maybe they're projecting their feelings onto the dog.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, how do they know what the dog's thinking? Because there is that saying, you know, you see others as you see yourself.
What's that?
There's a saying, I think I've heard it in class. Yeah, we project our own worldview upon others, whether human beings. I'm not saying the animals, the cows are ready to get Bhagavatam class. But
no, but the thing, we can go back to what Bhavashir said about these Devatirya Naradishu, that in the end, the last verse of the first chapter of Bhagavatam, it says Devatirya Naradishu, that he appears as a deva or an animal or a man or aquatic. But what you were saying is that it doesn't benefit them if he appears in their species, or you heard that? Because according to the slokas, he can appear in those species, not just for humans, but for them. But we don't know about it. So he's all explained. We don't know. I mean, we can't explain away every single thing that Krishna can do. Vasudeva, Sarvamiti, he's everywhere doing everything.
Well, speak for yourself if you don't know about what's going on with the animals. How do you know? Everybody else doesn't know what's going on.
I'm answering his question, okay, which is that he had heard that it's only really benefits the humans. And I'm saying, I don't think so.
Well, the humans, I mean, a little bit more serious. Human form facilitates self-realization. And it's the jiva that engages in devotional service. So the jiva can always engage in devotional service. As per those pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, the jiva is always ready. But the human form, which we have absolutely nothing essential to do with, facilitates activity in devotional service. But
many times, probably say the dogs and cats can't come here and listen to Bhagavatam.
They can. They can sit out there. The squirrels are very advanced.
Some of them can't. Generally, they can't. But the human beings are also dwipad pashu, right? We heard that. Who mentioned that? Two-legged animals. You need more microphones.
I mean, there's the famous story of the elephant in South India, Keshava, who was so devotional that
he used to follow a codicil automatically.
Exactly. And when he went to pass away, he went into the temple, he paid his obeisances, that's how he left. So
Guru Vayur, they have pictures of him all over the
exactly.
temple. I've been there.
That's one story, but If anybody wanted to read the story, it's called, this book is called Random Acts of Kindness by Animals. And the one that you just said is from that book, but there's
well, someone
so
will still
many...
argue that that doesn't mean that they're attaining prema, but, you know,
no,
they
it
have...
may not mean that, but doesn't, I thought the argument was, like, love, like, so many stories.
You
of...
see those pictures where a dog has a pet little chicken, or, you know, an owl, which ordinarily might try to kill a little bird like that, and he pet, or a gorilla has a pet little birdie, and, you know, so, yeah, yeah.
There's a fire in the house, right? There's a fire, and this dog, he went up and he alerted the family, alerted the father and mother, and then they all went outside, right? The family, but then there was still the baby that they couldn't get to, and the house is falling apart. But then all of a sudden, this dog, he ran out with the baby. The baby was slightly burned, but it was saved. I mean, so there's some sense of it has to be some sense of love there.
He carried the baby in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so. What? Oh, there's a whole book about animals in Krishna consciousness. Oh. I don't need a pet dog. I got Stitter over here.
How nice descriptions are all these animals who could chant Hare Krishna.
Are you talking loud enough?
Okay, sure. But my question will be, if a devotee, an elevated soul in a past life or this life, commits offenses, let's say, and can take a birth as a dog, right?
Right, I mean, we're hearing that all the time. Gajendra, we just heard it. A brief summary of that the other day, that Gajendra could speak so many prayers, Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Adaita Chiratmakam Purushyar, should I chant 10 of them? No, I'm kidding. But the Prabhupada said, just like Gajendra, or Indradyumna, he was cursed, we have to know so many shlokas, at least some shlokas, he said, at least learn Chintamani Prakarasadmisho, not Nursingaya. Prabhupada was hoping for something, but yeah. In previous life, then he became an animal. He still remembered the shlokas, just like Bharat Maharaj was a deer. He still remembered who he was. So obviously, not all animals are created equal.
Somebody posted on Facebook last year, I remember. He goes, actually, this devotee sent from Vrindavan, sent it to many, no, I don't know if he's from Vrindavan, some temple in India. He goes, faithfully a dog, goes every morning to the temple, let's say Krishna Balaram Mandir, a certain time, put his paws up, you know, like pay obeisances, sits for the arti, goes down, and somebody tried to capture, but the dog, it was every day, it was like a mini clip video, and I was amazed. I said, it was not I have to witness it. And I'm sorry, I don't have the clip.
Well, Prabhupada said all these monkeys and dogs, they're all fallen devotees in Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So that covers that subject. But they'll go back to God after that. Okay, anything? Not Marumati even, nothing?
I just enjoy your classes, that's what I have to say.
All right, Hare Krishna.